Well, it was long in coming, but it was worth the wait. Warner Brothers has just released a prestigious 4-DVD set called Looney Tunes: The Golden Collection, containing 56 of the animated cartoons Warner Brothers made during the 1930s through the 1960s, featuring Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Tweety and Sylvester, Pepe Le Pew, The Roadrunner, and many others. The Golden Collection also boasts remastered and uncut prints, and archival material long hidden in the vaults. These classic cartoons have been rounded up together and released on DVD for the very first time. For more than 70 years, the Looney Tunes cartoons have entertained audiences of all ages. Whether you're someone who grew up watching these animated shorts in movie theaters over the years, or whether you've come to know them through the medium of television broadcasts, these visual and oral delights are guaranteed to please. Also included in the set, aside from the formidable cartoon selection themselves, are several documentaries showing how the cartoons were created, detailing their historical and popular significance. An absolute goldmine of supplemental material is also included, such as commentaries on select cartoons, music-only options on several of the shorts, featurettes, recording sessions, and tantalizing tidbits too numerous to mention. Of particular significance to many will be the rare archival surviving material of the original Bugs Bunny TV show series, and a satirical short of Bugs Bunny bloopers, entitled Bugs Bunny's 51st and a Half Birthday Spectacular, is absolutely hilarious. Which is also a good way to describe the cartoons themselves. They have aged exceptionally well. Humor, pacing, timing, dramatic punch are as potent as ever. The remastered cartoons sport excellent color, artistic detail, and the sound is of exceptionally pristine digital quality. There are glimpses of Bugs Bunny's evolution as a character as well, including that strange-sounding old Bugs Bunny with the ears pinned back. Similarly, Elmer Fudd started out as quite a different character named Egghead, and Daffy Duck and Porky Pig themselves underwent quite an evolution, all of it fascinating to see. A documentary called The Boys from Termite Terrace, detailing the artist crew which created the cartoons over the decades in a dilapidated wooden building on the studio lot nicknamed Termite Terrace, is endlessly interesting. Beginning with 13 cartoons a year, eventually producing 42 cartoons a year, the studio produced 170 Bugs Bunny cartoons alone, not to mention over 800 additional cartoons of all kinds. And being from Warner Brothers, the cartoons had the additional advantage of a soundtrack provided by the Warner Brothers Symphony Orchestra, a large ensemble which added the final touch of class and pizzazz. Cartoon director Chuck Jones himself introduces the collection and speaks of the distinctly American spirit and character represented by Bugs and the other characters. With laugh-out-loud humor, superb animation and direction, outstanding musical accompaniment, the brilliant voice characterizations of Mel Blanc, and a treasury of supplementos, the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes Golden Collection fully lives up to its title as a must-buy collector's edition.
The end, that's all, folks.